Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Lamed Zayin, Avodah Zarah 37a, pagination 73. We'll start from the sixth line. Mistamech va'ozel Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya akasfei de Rabbi Simloi Shamei. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, was leaning as he went on the shoulder of Rabbi Simloi, his assistant, his helper. So before we move forward, we want to clarify who Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was. So the name is very similar to the name Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but it's not the same person. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, also known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, our Holy Rebbe, is the editor of the Mishnah. His actual name, like being called up to the Torah, was Rabbi Yehuda ben Reb Shimon. This Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya is also in the lineage of Nesiyim, but he's in a later generation. He is a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. This Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya is an Amora. He's a scholar in the Talmudic sense, not in the Mishnah, but in the Talmud. He's an Amora. His actual name, if we were calling him to the Torah, is Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So the grandfather of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Gamliel is in between as the son of one, the father of the other. This is outlined by Rashi on Lamed Hei Amud Beis on the Mishnah. The Mishnah over there said that even though there was a legislation against using the oil of non-Jews, just like there was a legislation against the bread of non-Jews and the wine of non-Jews, it needs a special certification in kashra sense. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, this grandson, in terms of history, he was apparently an older man at this point, but he's the one who released the legislation, undid the legislation, might make it clearer. He said that you don't have to worry about the oil being special monitored oil. Rebbe u'beis dino hitiru hashemen. When the Mishnah said Rebbe and his Bezdin allowed oil, it doesn't mean Rebbe as in Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which is the common expression when we just say the word Rebbe. This is more like Rabbi or something like that, where the Rebbe of our generation, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Now, in case this is a little confusing for you, it's common for people to get confused on this because there are a number of names that repeat themselves in the family of the Nasi, the prince. The common names are Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda. But if you want to keep this really simple, you can take out a Mishnayis Pirkei Avos, and it's printed in the Sidurim, page 548 in Art Scroll, and you'll notice Mishnah Tes Zayin, Mishnah 16, in the first chapter, Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer, there's a Rabban Gamliel who used to say, and they quote him, whatever he says, Shimon beno Omer in the next Mishnah, he had a son Shimon, and his name, you'll see it in the next Mishnah, is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And this Rabban Shimon, as we described, has a son, Rabbi Yehuda, who is known as Rebbe, or Rabbi. He is the speaker in the first Mishnah of the second chapter in Avos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had a child described in Mishnah Beis of Perek Beis, Rabban Gamliel beno Sherabbi Yehuda Hanasi. very articulate, explaining it's Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Number of ways that he's known, but his name is Rabbi Yehuda Barib Shimon. And this Rabban Gamliel was his son. The person that's the subject of our Gemara is not going to be in Mishnayis because he's a Talmudic scholar. He's post-Mishnah era. Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, lived during the lifetime of his father, and he was fortunate to have his statements included in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is already an Amora, and he's not included. He is the son of this Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Having gotten our bearings, this Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was walking with Rabbi Simlai. Omar Lei, he said to him, Simlai, he's calling him by his first name, that's their relationship, even though we would call him Rebbe Simlai. But he says to him, Simlai, Lo hayisa emesh beveis hamedrash kishehitarnu es hashemen. You weren't in the base medrash yesterday when we took the count and we made the decision that the oil is now permitted. You no longer have to worry about the legislation about the oil. Amalo, so Rabbi Simlai responded, Biyomenu tatir afes apas. Perhaps in our day, you will also annul the legislation regarding the bread, because that's also taxing on the people. It's a hard thing to observe. And we know indeed that there are certain leniencies that we've discussed. The bread of a baker, a non-Jewish baker, is more lenient. But that was Rabbi Simlai's comment. You know, I wish you would even take the step and allow the bread. Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya responded to Rabbi Simlai, Imkein karulan bezdin sharia. If I would do that, on my shoulders, they're going to call us a bezdin that's very lenient, that's allowing things. We have a pattern here. They're not going to like it. That's not going to give us a good reputation. Ditnan, because there's such an example. Hey, Rabbi Yosi ben Yo'ezer, is Tzereda, said testimony, al ayin kamtsa dochein, on a certain type of locust, that it is permissible. Va'al mashka beis mitbechayo dochein, and regarding the liquids in the slaughterhouse, that it's permitted, whatever the laws are that he's discussing, but he's allowing something. Va'al the Yikriv Lemisa Misa'ov, and another thing which Rashi says the Gemara Nomad Beis is going to discuss what it means, but it means that it's more lenient. Vikari Le Yosef Sharia, and he got a reputation. They started calling him Yosef the Permissive One, 1-800-HETER-REB. So he says, I don't want to take on another leniency on my shoulders. Amalei, so Rabbi Simlai said to him, 1 second, what are you so worried about? Hasam shara talas. He allowed 3 things, so he got such a reputation. Umar shara chada. But you only allowed 1 thing, the oil. V'ishari mar chada achriti. And if you do 1 more, meaning the bread, akati tartinu dahavian. It's only 2. You don't have to worry about this. Amalei, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya responded, anashara yachriti. There's another one that you don't know about, but that I also allowed, that it was a significant ruling. Mayhi, what ruling are we referring to? Detanan, there's a Mishnah. Zegiteich im labosim mikan vachnim asa chodesh. A person gives his wife a get, a bill of divorce, if he doesn't come within 12 months. Umeis besoch shnim asa chodesh, and he dies within 12 months. So the first ruling is eino get. It's not a good get, because he's dead. And the fact that he didn't come, that's true, he didn't come, but by the time it's verified that he didn't come within 12 months, he's dead already. You can't give a get after he's dead already. She's no longer his wife. And the result is going to be that she has been released as a result of his death and not as a result of the divorce. The big ramification, of course, is regarding Yibum, whether she has to do that ritual and that obligation with her dead husband's brother, or not, if there are no children. So we want to know, is she released from the get? Is she released from the husband's death? So the ruling was, since he didn't live through the 12 months to not come, it's not a get. V'tani alo, and we learned regarding this ruling, v'raboseinu hitiru halinasei, and our rabbeim allowed her to remarry without yibum, meaning she is released by the get before the husband's death. V'amrinon man raboseinu, and we discussed this, and we wanted to know, who are those rabbis that are being quoted as the dissenting opinion allowing her to remarry without yibum? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Bezdin desharu mishcha. It's the same Bezdin as the ones who allow the oil. So Rav Yehuda Nesia knew all this. He knew what he had ruled on, and he said, I already have two on my tally. I can't afford a third one to allow the bread. This topic that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia allowed the oil comes up in a fascinating story in the Yerushalmi Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, like we are, Halacha Ches. The story there is that Ashkach Simloi Hadiromi, Simloi, which the Seder Hadoro says is the same Rabbi Simloi, was there, Darash, and he taught Rebbe Ubeistino Itiru Bishemen, that Rebbe and his Bezdin allowed the oil. Omar Shmuel Ochal. Shmuel accepted the ruling. Rav Lokobel Aleimechel, but Rav refused to eat the oil. Omar Le Shmuel Echol, Shmuel told him, you better eat. Delochein ano kosav aloch zakin mamre. If you don't eat, I'm going to call you a zakin mamre, a rebellious sage, because the ruling is in, and you have to observe it, even if it's more lenient than what you would be accustomed to do. Amale, so Rav responded, ad anatamon, when I was still in Eretz Yisrael, I knew about this Rabbi Simloi. Anayada ma'arir alei Simloi hadiromi. I knew that he had an opinion that oil should be permitted. Just because he comes here and makes a big fuss, he makes a speech, he makes a sermon about it, it's not going to change anything in my opinion about him. I disagree. Amar Lei, so Shmuel told him, Mar b'shem garmei. You think that Rabbi Simloi is talking in his own name, lo b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. He said it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, like our Gemara explained that. And therefore, Atrach ilavoi v'ochol, Shmuel pressured Rav and told him, you have to eat, you have to have a unity in Psak, this is a binding ruling. And eventually, Rav ate. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.